Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another beautiful day to experience you and enjoy you, Father God. We thank you, Father, your wonderful promise that those that endure with you will reign with you, but those who deny you, you will also deny. And thank you for your strong, firm foundation that stands secure. You know those who are yours. You know us who have called on you. And I thank you, Lord, as we have called on you, as your word goes on to say, to build on the firm foundation, we need to depart from iniquity by making our calling and election sure. So thank you, Father God, that we are the called ones, Lord, called to be separated unto you, called to walk with you, and called to declare your marvelous love and experience your marvelous loving favor. So we thank you for another day of favor and goodness and mercy that follows us all our days, because we have come home and we are at home in your leading, in your love, in your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're reading Matthew 24, verse 1 and 2. As Jesus was leaving the temple courts, his disciples came to him and pointed out the beautiful architecture of the temple. And Jesus turned to them and said, "Take a good look at all these things, for I'm telling you, there will not be one stone left upon another. It will all be leveled."
Here is the King, our Lord, our Savior, firstborn among many brethren, came to seek and to save and get the Jewish nation, as we were seen in the last three chapters. But it's very much because of the wrong leadership, the Pharisees and the scribes and the group of the king's followers, they're talking about Herod and Rome. That's where all the deception has sneaked in. And so it's a very much a part of the people's lives where they were made by God to know God, to hear God, and to walk with God. But this is where mankind denies him, when they are seduced by the wrong teachings and the wrong understanding. So he has already said this in Matthew 22. He talks about what the kingdom is like. So it's a picture of the realities of the kingdom that is already here now. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to the new Jerusalem, kingdom of God, Hebrews 12:22. So that's our reality. But here we can see the ones that were invited, as it says in Matthew 22, they chose not to come. They went on with their own business. And then they even killed the servants of the king. And then he tells you there, Matthew 22, verses 4 to 7, then he sent out his armies to destroy them. And this is exactly what happened. You accept him, he accepts you. You reject him, he rejects you. So you choose to reject eternal life. And these words that are said here is prophetic, but it's no more prophetic because it's happened. 69, 70 AD after Christ, Titus came in with his army. They surrounded the city. It was terrible. Families were cooking, eating their children. It was horrors like never seen before. The Bible says that was the horrors that were the greatest ever would happen. And it happened. And then when Titus came in, they were at his army was told not to harm the temple because of the gold and the things there in the temple. But someone threw, what is a fuckle? A
fiery dart.
A fiery dart or flame or a torch. They threw a torch through the window of the temple, and everything started burning. And then the gold started melting in between the stones. And then what happened? To get hold of the gold, every stone was pulled apart. So this is what happened if we build on man, look to man, trust in man. We're actually trusting in the devil, because it's the devil that's come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And all man outside of Christ has been seduced by him. And then you are destroying yourself. You will also be destroyed. And this is the understanding we need to have, and that you either for Christ, in Christ, with Christ, and having life and life in abundance. I've come to give life and life in abundance. Or you have denied him. You are being seduced by the evil one, and he's destroying you. So guys, this is the bad picture, but it's nevertheless a picture that we must take note of. There is only two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of the Lord. We got to be pressing into the kingdom. Amen. If we endure with him, it says so nicely in 2 Timothy 2:12, we will reign with him. But if we deny him, he will also deny us. But the firm foundation stands secure. Amen. God knows those who are his, and knowing them, he watches over them. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord must depart from iniquity, making their calling and election true. This is why Matthew 22, talking about the kingdom, has got the three different scenarios. Those that reject him are rejecting life. They are on their way to destruction. And then there's those that comes to the feast, comes to the goodness of God. And of them that is not making their calling and election sure. Partaking of the goodness of the Lord, you must partake of righteousness. Put on the garments of praise. Take hold of your make your calling and election sure, because there we see someone was put out because he never put on the garments. And then praise God, we are the people. We need to be the people that has come, has taken hold of the goodness of God, taking hold of every great and precious promise. We hold fast to the good things. We throw aside the bad things. And by holding fast to the great and precious promises, we partake of the divine nature, the love of God, the plan that he has for our lives. And then we go on into all goodness, all goodness. We're making our calling and election sure. So stay with the Lord. Stay secure in his goodness. Stay secure in his great and precious promises, and experience the favor and the love of God. And so be a light in the world, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. That's been examples of walking in the footsteps of Jesus, making a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.